the Alaska Journal of Commerce this afternoon that ConocoPhillips is contemplating how much they're going to invest in the state next year based on what happens with this ballot measure number one. If this thing passes, Kara, could you kind of give us an idea of how that might affect the decisions that are made in the boardrooms of the oil companies?
Yeah, sure. Happy to talk about that. But I actually have a question for you first.
Okay.
Are you getting paid by ballot measure one on either side?
No.
and the reason I ask that is,
okay,
you know, the regular host of the show, Mr. Picaro, it is on the payroll for Vote Yes. In fact, you know, his firm is, according to the most recent campaign disclosures, looks like he's been paid just over $150,000 for Vote Yes. And honestly, you know, he's had Mr. Brenna, the author of Ballot Measure One, on this show, frankly, so many times we've kind of lost count. And I just want the listeners to know this is the first time anyone associated with Vote No has been invited to the show. I also just want to let listeners know that, you know, Mr. Picaro called me months ago trying to work for us, to work for our side, and I declined because I already had a good team in place. So then shortly thereafter, you know, he went to work on the Vote Yes side. So, you know, I don't know if it's a, you know, case of sour grapes or whatnot, but I just want to let you know, Dan, I'm happy to come on this show with a host that is not on a payroll. And I think it's really important, especially for the regular listeners. And I know the Picaro Show has a very loyal and dedicated listening group that, you know, that I'm happy that there's going to be a fair and open conversation about this issue.
Well, let me just say that obviously I think that's something that Mike should address. I you know, I have no knowledge of his business dealings outside of the show. I'm sure I didn't know you were going to say all that. I will obviously, I'm sure when he comes back on the show Monday, he'll address that. And I think that it's only fair that he does. And I really can't comment on any of that. Because
I'm not asking you to comment on any of that. I just wanted to know for sure if you were on the payroll on either side. You know, but to answer your question, you know, obviously ballot measure one is a massive tax increase to the tune of about 150 to 300% of what the industry currently pays in production tax based on the price of oil. And so, you know, it's not surprising to me when companies like ConocoPhillips, which frankly will pay the largest portion of the tax because they own all of Alpine, almost all of Kuparuk, and then have a large ownership of Prudhoe Bay, the three fields that are targeted by this tax. And so, you know, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, how can anybody in this environment with prices of oil around $43 or $40 to $43 a barrel afford a massive tax increase? And in this price environment, it's about 150%. So what that does is it takes our overall government take at this price environment over 100%, which means the industry would pay more in operating costs, transportation costs, taxes and royalties than the value of the barrel itself. And so I does not surprise me that, and I'm sure ConocoPhillips is probably not alone in evaluating what their spend might be in 2021, when we have this potential massive tax increase in front of them.
Yeah, well, you know, Kara, what I would recommend that we do at this point, and, you know, this is Mike's show, and you made a pretty serious claim there, and, you know, I'm not doubting what you're saying. It very well may be true. I do believe that Mike should have the opportunity, though, to respond to it. And so what I would recommend you do is that you contact him, and when he's hosting again on Monday, that you ask him to come on and you guys talk this out over the air so his audience will get both sides of the story. Would you do that for me?
Oh yeah, sure. I just want folks to know that this is the first time we've been invited, and I'm happy to talk about the issue. And
I just want to make sure people know. You know, I've had you on my show a number of times. I've had other pro Prop 1 people, or you know, anti Prop 1 people on the show. This was not a, you know, let's get Mike embarrassed or anything. This was just, you know, I've always been an advocate for lower oil taxes as long as I've been on the radio since the early 2000s. It's just important that his audience understand that this is not a setup or anything like that.
I didn't mean to put you in an uncomfortable position. I just wanted, you know, because this is the first time I or anybody from One Alaska has been on this news, you know, this talk hour. I'm happy to talk to Mike anytime.
Well, I would recommend calling him and see if you can get scheduled next week when he's here, and then you guys can hash this out then. Does that sound like a plan, Carol?
Yeah, that sounds like a plan.
Well, thank you so much. Kara Moriarty with the Alaska Oil and Gas the Alaska Oil and Gas Association. We'll take a quick break. Be right back.
Mike Porcaro on News Radio 650 KEN.